Chapter 9. The Seance. Everyone sat at the round table and held hands. Jamie was the medium. He would direct the seance and speak to the visiting spirits. "First, I'd like to speak to my mother," he told the group. "We have to call her, so I'll say the words first, and then you will all repeat them together." Jamie looked up and said slowly, "Our dear spirit, Mary Taylor." Jamie waited, and the group repeated the words. "Talk to us, Mary Taylor, and move among us." Then Jamie was silent, and the rest of the group was silent too. For 2 minutes there was silence. Then Jamie spoke again. "Are you with us, Mother?" he asked. "There's so much I want to ask you." For another 2 minutes, there was complete silence. Then suddenly, there was a strange noise. Everyone except Jamie was surprised. "What was that?" asked Elaine. "That was the wind in the trees outside," said Jamie. Again, the group was silent. After 2 minutes, Jamie spoke again. "Mother, are you here? Give us a sign if you hear me." Everyone listened carefully, but nothing happened. There were a few more noises outside in the street. They sat in silence and waited. Jamie closed his eyes and concentrated hard. The rest of the group looked at each other doubtfully. Finally, Melanie said very quietly,
"Jamie. Jamie."
Zach spoke quietly and sympathetically. "Jamie, this isn't working," he said. Jamie opened his eyes. "Let's try someone else," he said with a worried look. "Has anyone else got someone they'd like to call?" Stephen said, "Well, I'd like to say hello to my grandfather." The group repeated the call, and again nothing happened. Then Melanie wanted to talk to her grandmother, but they weren't able to contact her either. Suddenly, Jamie stood up and turned on a light. The light was bright and they all closed their eyes for a few seconds. Jamie went round the room, extinguishing the candles. "What are you doing, Jamie?" asked Elaine. "Somebody told me that you thank the spirits and tell them to go in peace." Jamie looked very disappointed. "Elaine, I've never been able to contact my mother," he said sadly. "There were no spirits in this room tonight. The people who told you what happens at a seance, Elaine, I bet they didn't contact anyone either."
"Well, no," said Elaine. Zach interrupted. "Listen, Jamie," he said. "Maybe the spirits just weren't prepared to..." "No, Zach," said Jamie. "It never happened for me in Canada either. I thought that here in Britain, things might be different. You're a new group, a good group, so I thought..."
He stopped, looking very upset. "Jamie," continued Zach, "there will be other opportunities."
"No, Zach," said Jamie severely. "You don't understand. I've never succeeded, so maybe there's no such thing as a medium."
Everyone was perplexed, and they all wanted to ask questions. But Jamie was very upset, and no one wanted to upset him even more. So they quietly said goodnight and left the flat.